KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. When a Pac-12 school borrows hundreds of millions of dollars to fix up its football stadium, the funding plan had better be solid. At UC Berkeley, a large part of the repayment plan rests on selling expensive seats to high rollers. And that's not going so well. KQED's Charlotte Baer reports the university is now retooling its strategy.
When Matt Honerkamp sets out to sell a Cal football ticket, he doesn't just showcase the impressive new Memorial Stadium. He thinks of himself as part of the package.
I dress up very nicely. I polish, brush my teeth, those types of things, try to get enough rest.
Honerkamp will court anyone who loves football and has lots of money. He's part of a small team selling the endowment seating program, tickets that cost between $40,000 and $225,000. He admits it's pricey, but tells prospective buyers it's a chance to give back to Cal and get a choice seat for 50 years in return.
Whenever we make a sale, we ring this.
Unfortunately, the sound he usually hears is no.
So you make 40 calls a day. Mm-hmm. How often do you get shot now?
38. Yeah, I mean, the rejection rate is high.
But he has to keep trying. The university bet on this ticket scheme to pay off its debt. If this funding strategy sounds unusual, that's because it is. Berkeley is the first school to attempt it. Athletics officials thought all 3,000 premium seats would be sold by this June. Yet after hustling for more than 4 years, they're just over halfway to their $273 million goal.
I was worried.
John Wilton became the university's vice chancellor for administration and finance in 2011, after the stadium deal was well underway.
When I came in, there was some probability that we'd run out of money in the 2033 or 34.
That's when the debt payments balloon. Until then, athletics only has to pay interest on the money it borrowed. The nearly $500 million loan isn't due for 40 years or more. But Wilton began looking for other revenue generators, including the aggressive new sales team and renting space in the stadium out. You might be wondering how Berkeley got this novel idea. It came from a guy named Lou Weisbach. I tried calling his company, Stadium Capital Financing Group, in Chicago.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
When I finally reached Weisbach, he said his company's in limbo and needs an infusion of cash. That's despite making $5 million off the Berkeley deal.
The deal with the University of California is the only deal that we've consummated at this point.
The University of Kansas tried, but failed, to generate enough interest before scrapping the idea. Weisbach says lots of other teams, from the Sacramento Kings to the Edmonton Oilers, liked the plan, but wanted proof it would work. And there wasn't any.
You know, any idea that has never been done before in a marketplace, to try to figure out what the percentage likelihood of success is, it really, at the very best, is an educated guess.
I'm not the slightest bit bothered or concerned about the fact that nobody else has adopted this.
Sandy Barber is Cal's athletics director.
I think it takes a certain donor base, a certain community, for this to be successful, and I still happen to believe that ours is one of them.
Besides, Barber says athletics had to fix the stadium's seismic issues, or the Regents would make them stop playing football there. She knew her major donors were tapped out. So she says a creative ticket scheme was the best way to raise money. She insists the loan's lengthy term is an advantage, giving Berkeley plenty of time to react. I walked over to the Haas School of Business to get a reality check on the deal from some super smart finance folks. No one consulted them when the plan was hatched, but 9 months ago, university officials came calling.
When do you think they should have reached out to you for help?
That's quite a loaded question.
That's Professor Nancy Wallace. She and two of her colleagues are still working on their final report, but say high-end ticket sales will continue to be a concern.
There's enough cash for at least now, but this problem needs to be solved.
Even people who do buy tickets aren't legally committed to them. They can pay over 30 years and back out any time. with no penalty.
And so right now it is a major risk.
Vice Chancellor John Wilton says the fact that athletics has adjusted its strategy shows they're determined to make this work. The UC system is counting on it. It borrowed the money on Berkeley's behalf and might have to ask the state or students for a bailout if things go south. I'm Charlotte Baer, KQED News.
I'm Joshua Johnson. This report was co-produced with UC Berkeley's Investigative Reporting Program. You can follow the university's progress in ticket sales on our website, kqed.org.